This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
Don't worry, dear. He'll never find the gun.
Oh,
Hello, boys and girls. Good evening, children. How are you guys doing out there? Welcome. Yeah, it's that time of the week again. Thursday, 7 o'clock, New Zealand time. This is House of Noise. My name is Max, and we're opening up with some Queensryche. Best I can. Lots and lots of music tonight, as always. I will tell you about what's happening in just a few minutes. Welcome. Meanwhile, how about we just let's go. We'll be right back. There we go. There we go. Some people are obsessed with elves and dragons. Some people are obsessed with Satan. Some people, I don't know, I suppose it takes all sorts to make the world go round. Some people are obsessed with swamps, like these Finnish people, Kalmar. This is 12 Gauge is the album, and Swamp War, it's all about swamps with them for whatever reason. I don't know why. I'd like to actually, here's an idea. I'd like to interview Kalmar and ask them what is up with all the swamps, with the swamp obsession, Swamp Lord, and this song's called Swamp War. I don't know. Fucking I don't know. Honestly, bizarre. Meanwhile, welcome to the House of Noise, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of music tonight, as always. My name is Max. I think I said that already, didn't I? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I have been very busy today. I've been cleaning up my shelves and, you know, sorting the albums back and forth and shoveling them everywhere. And I found a lot of really cool stuff that for some reason I completely forgot existed. And I brought them along, okay? So we gotta listen to some really fucked up shit tonight, alright? This is gonna be interesting. This is really gonna be interesting, okay? Like Kalmar, for example. You know, haven't listened to those guys for don't know how long, but welcome. Welcome. House of Noise here on metalradio.co.nz. Bron the Wicked is holding the line of online defense out there and keeping busy looking after your online well-being and our online well-being. So, hello, Bron. Welcome, everybody, our United Abominations out there. We got people from all over the world listening to us right now. Canada, South Africa, Sweden, Poland, Hungary, New Zealand, of course, Russian Federation. If you stick around, I promise I will play you some cool, long-forgotten shit from Russian Federation. Austria, France, Norway, Switzerland, United States, Czech Republic, Brazil, Germany, Belgium, etc., etc. Welcome, everyone. While we're on it, I would like to remind you all that Metal Radio always looking for some donations. We need to pay some bills. The broadcasting bills piling up. So, guys, if you feel like donating some money to us, please do so. The appropriate button is right there on the front page of metalradio.co.nz. And if you feel necessity to get in touch with me, House of Noise Radio on Facebook, House of Noise Radio, N-O-I-Z-Z on Facebook, get in touch, request music. And I'm just gonna jump onto the next one, play some of that stuff. There we go. How about this? Again, something I dug up, haven't listened to them for a while. This is Mob Rules. The band Mob Rules. Savage Land is the album and Rain Song here in House of Noise.
This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
Like I said, I've been digging through my shelves, and I came across this one. It's Dino Cazares of Fear Factory and a whole bunch of people. I don't really know who they are, to be honest with you. Tim Young on drums, Joe Payne on bass, Travis Neal doing the vocals, apparently. Yeah. Bringer of Plagues is the album, and Facebreaker is the name of the track. I actually googled it, alright. So, according to Google, there's only two albums from Divine Heresy, obviously. Dino Cazares is concentrating on Fear Factory, and this is the second one, okay? So there was one more, the first album from Divine Heresy, but I never heard it. And but hey, the drumming is fucking next level. Honestly, this is good shit. This is good shit, ladies and gentlemen. And while I was digging through my shelves, there's something else I came across. Now, something I actually forgot I had. Bought it some 8 years ago or something. This, what is it, 2016. The album which really should have been a Merciful Fate album, because the sound is pretty much exactly like Merciful Fate, and all it misses is the voice of King Diamond himself. This is Dana Sherman, so Hank Sherman and Michael Denner and Hank Sherman, the guitarists of Merciful Fate. They've done an album between them two, all right? Actually, really cool stuff. It's called Masters of Evil. And, like I was saying before, really does sound like Merciful Fate. And I was thinking about what to play off it, and, well, how about this one? It's called Pentagram and the Cross. All right, so, Dana Sherman, House of Noise here. Check it out.
Oh! the biggest metal bands. The biggest metal hits on the House of Noise.
And Ozzy Osbourne here, just a little sort of hits to go with it, Shot in the Dark, the ultimate sin, classic Ozzy. Speaking of solo projects, Bruce Dickinson and his new solo album is coming out tomorrow, The Mandrake Project. It's out tomorrow everywhere in the world, including New Zealand. People in New Zealand, if you're listening to us right now, it will be released and it will be on the shelf. I got it on good authority. So, yeah, pick it up. From what I've heard so far, it's actually quite good. So we're looking forward to that one. Dragon Force Warp Speed Warriors coming out on 15th of March. And I actually tried to download some illegally. I'm a rebel. And play you some of it, but I couldn't find it. So it's no Dragon Force for you. Bugger. Hey, we'll have to wait for a couple of weeks, and then it will come out, and then I will play it. So, yeah. Unfortunate turn of events. Also, unfortunate turn of events, our friend from Russian Federation has disappeared. I was going to play him some bands from the former Soviet Union, but he's gone, so I'm not going to do it now. Meanwhile, I want to welcome everybody from Thailand. Hello. Australia, Romania, Hungary, some more Germany, South Africa was my favorite. I like when people listen to us in some strange places like South Africa. It's like far in the end of South Africa, you know. Hello, South Africa. Also, France, Italy, Sweden, Hungary, United Kingdom, and India. Hello, India. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Good stuff. I did not just do that, did I? Terrible. Anyway, so, no new Dragon Force, no new Bruce Dickinson for you, ladies and gentlemen. However, we do have the brand new Scanner, and I love this band. They are wonderful. Scanner released the album. It's called Cosmic Race. The Cosmic Race. And always guaranteed quality. Some good, God, honest power metal right there. I am gonna blast a track of this one. It's called The Earth Song. So here it is, Scanner, The Earth Song on a House of Noise. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? This is Silenos from Demon Warrior, and you're listening to House of Noise.
There you go. Dimmu Borgir put out this compilation, I suppose, of 7 plus 1 tracks called Inspiratio Profanus, which is basically a collection of covers they've done over the years, and majority of them you heard before, to be honest with you, but nevertheless, the new Dimmu Borgir Burn in Hell Twisted Sister cover. This is, you should know this one by now, I suppose. And good stuff. Well done. Well done on this, guys. Very well done. Now, something else. What have I got here? Ah, there you go. There you go. This is interesting. This is interesting. Our friends from Finland, as a matter of fact, my friend Yari, from Finland, from the wonderful band called Egrus. And they got the album late last year in 2023. It's called Invoking the Abysmal Night. They are black metal band, but it's sort of kind of on the higher spectrum of the black metal. You know, it's quite well produced and well done. So check them out. They are really, really cool band. Egrus. A-E-G-R-U-S. So check them out. If you wanna know the spelling and the bands that we play tonight, get in touch. House of Noise Radio on Facebook, Bron the Wicked, you know, holding the line out there. And yeah, do get in touch. I'll tell you what we play. Meanwhile, Egrus, like I said, Invoking the Abysmal Night. Scary shit. Through Devil's Breath is the name of the track. Check these guys out. They're fucking really cool. This is House of Noise.
people, this is Tony.
And this is Jani.
And we are from Sonata Arctica from Finland. Kimi, small town in Lapland. And you're listening to House of Noise.
Wolves Die Young, Sonata Arctica. Here the new album is coming out in April, I think, so don't miss that one. Promises to be quite an interesting listen from these guys from Lapland, from Finland. Lots of Finland tonight, as always, actually. As a matter of fact, Finland is the capital of heavy metal these days. Do we have anybody from Finland there? Listening? No, not tonight, no. But hello, Argentina, and hello, Samoa, South Africa. Hello, guys, I can actually see you. Your IP addresses coming up on the computer. So I'm not spying on you, so don't, you know, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just, I can see who's listening and where they are. So hello. Good news for, well, well-deserved news, really, come to think about it. Lemmy statue. There's been quite a lot of talk about the statue of Lemmy being erected in his hometown of Burslem, or Burslem, I'm not sure. In it's right off, a bit north of Stoke-on-Trent in Staffordshire in England. So it's approved, okay? The statue is approved. So in Stoke-on-Trent, there's going to be a statue of Lemmy erected at some point, all right? 2.2 meters tall, so just a little bit taller than original Lemmy, standing on a 3-meter plinth, all right? So it's quite a big feature right there. So, and well deserved, the third statue to be erected in honor of Lemmy, the first ones being in Rainbow Bar and Grill in Los Angeles, the Lemmy's favorite watering hole, and the second one is being Hellfest in Clisson in France, where I believe some of Lemmy's ashes being kept as well. So this is a statue number 3 in his hometown. So good shit. It really calls for some Motorhead, and I'm a big fan. I love Motorhead. God help me, I do. And I honestly, I don't know what to play, because we play so much Motorhead. It's really starting to get difficult to find tracks to play, so I went back to my favorite album of all time, that is Bastards from 1993, and I thought, what haven't I played yet from this album? We pretty much played the whole thing from start to finish multiple times, but one track that really deserves more attention than what it gets. We bring the Shake Motorhead here in the House of Noise. Long live Lemmy in the, you know, the other dimension. So good on you, Lemmy. Fucking statue, right on.
You expect we are your children, stranger. We're
Good old Motorhead will bring the shake. Bastards is the album, my favorite one. Check this out if you haven't yet. Who haven't fucking listened to Motorhead yet? Come on, people. Lemmy was a class act, always was a class act. Good old story about Joe Tempest from Europe meeting, from the band Europe, meeting Lemmy, and Lemmy was playing, I don't know, did I tell you a story? No? Lemmy was playing pinball in Rainbow, in Bar Rainbow Bar and Grill, you know, where he spent most of his time when he was on, you know, off the road, I suppose. And Joe Tempest came up to him, said, you know, sort of kind of tapped him on the shoulder, said, "Hey, Lemmy, I'm Joe from Europe, you know, the rock band." And Lemmy just continued playing his pinball, didn't even turn around, said, "Europe is not a rock band." Yeah, something like that. Anyway, yeah, Joe Tempest probably had a heart attack, but hey, nevertheless, speaking of heart attacks, here's Circus of Power, Heart Attack. Heart Attack. This is Circus of Power. If you guys remember these guys, what was it? It's 1990, if memory serves. I don't see any dates on this album, actually. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere along. Doesn't really matter. Hey, I am absolutely struggling to find the last track. I think I'm honestly all over the place. I don't know what to do. What do we got here? How about this one? No, this plays quite a lot of metal radio on metal radio. I'll play some Gravedigger, fuck it. Anyway, before I go, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you that we will be back next week to play some more heavy metal for you and tell you some news and bring you the brand new Bruce Dickinson album. I'm pretty confident we can dig this up and play it for you. So meanwhile, it's in stores tomorrow, so don't, you know, go and check it out. Once again, House of Noise Radio on Facebook is our page, Facebook page. We post a lot of funny pictures there, and Bron the Wicked is looking after your behavior and making sure that you're all, you know, behaving yourselves. So go there, request some music if you must. Good on you. Metalradio.co.nz if you want to donate some money to us so we can pay our broadcasting bills. Please do. You're always welcome. As little as $5 counts. Anything counts. Thank you to everybody who actually did donate some money to us and help us to keep this show on the road. And one last track tonight, The Living Dead, is the album Gravedigger. One of our friends from Germany, Gravedigger, is the band. Feast in Your Face is the name of the track. I'll catch you next week. Until then, everybody stay heavy. Stay true. See you soon, guys. Bye.
Shadows on the wall, they hunting me, they give me a call. Feel as I leave into the cold rainy night, cruising down the street, facing neon light. It's not too late to fight, it could be alright. Stand up to it proud, shout it out loud. I live in misery and love in tragedy. We'll be right back.
This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.